Call the order this meeting scheduled first of 2021 City Council of Mountain Park Work Session. We have an agenda and we'll jump right into it. I want to thank everyone for being here tonight and I appreciate everybody's cooperation with the mask and the safe distancing. First item on the agenda is Michelle Basher.
Please take a vote.
All right, everyone except for Mark. Y'all might remember, if you haven't been here, there was a discussion on making the intersection safer. And at the time, we had acknowledged that we had called law enforcement a couple times about tinkering and we could not get any response. So I said I would come back to you here, so here I am. So just to be clear, the past year, our son has almost been hit twice. There's approximately 8 school-age children who are on Hickory. It is also a school bus stop. And I mean young children. I'm not talking about Owen, big kids. I'm talking little kids. There's bikes, there's scooters, there's artists on the road. Fast forward to 3 weeks ago, and I was run off the road by a car coming up from Lakeshore, and they... I'm not going to accuse them of anything more than saying if you have a problem with sight distance when you come up to seeing people, to see cars, to see intersections, to see the stop signs, and residents' children are at risk daily. And I was going to ask if you would consider, my chief thought was, frugal, just make it one way. Because the sight problems come when you come up from Lakeshore. By the time you pass Oak, you can't see Elm. By the time you pass Elm, you can't see Mulberry. But then you can't see and you can't see. So people don't have even 25 feet, which even at 25 miles an hour is not safe enough to preclude a child. I mean, thank goodness it was my car and not a kid running, because we do have kids who run up and down that road. So just consider it, because if you did that, the school bus stop would still be right where it was. They could just take a right to go out. They could take the same turn, the same road, but if you made it one way, I think you'd minimize the number of kids that got hit, cars that get run off the road, and make that a safer area for your residents.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
First thing we have to do is canvas the neighborhood and see if people are okay with one way, because somebody's going to have to travel.
But at the same time, you were all concerned about the liability of the show.
Sounds like a good idea, but we'd have to.
Did you have to ask everybody if they were okay?
I asked everybody, but yeah, because.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's a good idea.
Excuse my ignorance, but Hickory is which street?
Hickory is the one, so if you go out here, the first one's Magnolia,
right.
The second one is Hickory.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And you want to make it one way?
Going up.
Going up only, okay.
Because that's when, actually the other way, going down, you don't have sight when you go up. So if you walk up there, right, by the time you get to Oak, you can't see. I mean, I guess you could clear the right of way to make it safer. You can't see the intersection Elm, and if you can't see it now, imagine what it's like when there's leaves. So then when you get to Elm, when you top that hill, you go down a little bit, there's a stop sign. You don't see the stop sign, you don't see the top of the hill. And it's just like that, where there's trees on the side, narrow road, steep descent on the other side.
All right, and what councilperson Silver asked the next question that I have one after that.
I'm still confused. One way uphill or one way downhill?
One way downhill. That's the only way that you have really good line of sight. It's really hard. I encourage y'all to go drive it.
I've done it.
Imagine, we have chalk out of kids are out there like hopscotching and stuff, and you can't see the kids. What was your question?
My question is this a issue of line of sight due to, like you said, trees, shrubbery, things of that nature? Or is it by default, the curvature of the road, the ups and downs and rights and lefts?
You know, Jim, I'm not an expert on that. I would take line of sight as a person because I couldn't tell you the curves of anything in the road. And I would also look for a more frugal way than like trying to straighten out a windy road. I just think it'd be cheaper to do the other way. But I'm willing to bet you it's a combination of distracted drivers, speeding, narrow road. I think it's all of the above, but at the end of the day, like I said, I mean, there's children, they have this beautiful artwork they do out there, and they, And then, like, the triplets, they're out on their scooters and their bikes, and you can't see them until they're on a scooter.
All right, but the next question I have is for Karen, because I know, having been in the chair of the county for 10 years in the county, is there any process or any limitations to establishing one-way streets under a certain mile per hour? I know there are some streets that if they're under a certain mile per hour, you can't do.
So. I never dealt with that at the county.
No, never dealt with anything like that. Mm-hmm. So we don't have any real knowledge of what it would take to establish a one-way street.
Right. I'll find out.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Don't we already have a one-way street?
We do. East Lake. It's so one way in one section.
Very small section.
All right. So what did we do to establish that?
It was before my time. That's, I apologize for my ignorance, but I was not here when they did that.
Well, it's also, East Lake is so tiny and the bend is so...
Well, it's by nature the curve. You couldn't clear enough because it's such a sharp curve. That's why.
It's just like Maple right up here.
Yes.
True.
Maple should be one way coming down too. Right. It cannot too, and it's not wide enough no matter what you clear.
And you know, maybe the nature of what we have to do is look at all.
Well,
that's
like, sure.
This might be bigger than me. I'm talking about Hickory, and it might be something that's bigger than just Hickory. Because Linda, you said it was parenting, but when I said the children playing over here was parenting, you disagreed with me, and she told me regardless it was liability. So please don't say these parents it's parenting because they're doing chalk art in the road. Because if they're going to be on their skateboards in the road. And it's not parenting, art in the road. You can't have, everybody has to be equal in here, Linda.
My right. Children grew up on a cul-de-sac, and I didn't allow them out in a cul-de-sac. That's how teenagers come to know me. I think all we have to do is canvas the street and see, like, if Crystal Mines, instead of coming in from up here, she might have gone around and coming in this way.
But does Crystal Mines, the child dies? Is her opinion more important than a child?
I'm just being honest.
Well, I appreciate the dialogue. I think that what we're talking about here, there's no question about, you know, the concerns for safety and liability.
Yeah.
I think it would definitely be something we need to see what the process would be, and then we would do our due diligence by, polling the neighbors and making, get everybody on board.
Let me just say, the people who almost run my childhood and ran me off the road are all residents.
Yeah.
So when you go and call these people, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And the car, if you're in question, is on call from when John called. The description of the car was given to 911 because we asked them to sit out there and catch them.
Okay. John, you had your hand up. Did you have a question or comment?
No.
Okay. Carol, you're next.
I was just going to find out if you had any other consideration for any alternative besides one way.
We were walking this morning and we could hear the people taking your stuff and we could hear it rubbing the bottom of their car. Like, they don't slow down for it because we're out here walking. When we walk this way, it's the same thing. That it's like, I don't know that those slow people down. I'm sorry, though. I know you're a fan of the total thing.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know that they slow people down.
Well, I guess, and unfortunately, I was. Had the same thing happen to me day before yesterday on my street. Someone came in hot.
Mm-hmm.
I popped over the hill there, me and my dog were, and she ran off the road to the right and got it back on the road and then went down and turned in her driveway and ran off her driveway. So I think there was a little more involved, but the point is that one, she was going too fast.
Well, and I
know. And two, she didn't see me till the last time.
It depends on your car. I mean, 25 can be fast depending on your car.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like I think that necessarily, but I think that plays into it, Jim, and I think you guys are right how our roads are. You know, they're all narrow, and Elm is narrow. I mean, Elm Hickory is very narrow in some spots.
All right. You know how this works. You brought it to the council. If there are any council members that would feel inclined to pursue this, the point is that it needs to be something that gets traction, and then we can put it in the, we can get some more information, and we can put it in the next work session and start moving towards that.
We all have an engineer.
We'll talk about it there. If you feel like this is something that we want to pursue, then we'll kind of figure out, map it out, figure out what the best way to approach this is. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, sorry, y'all. I sat down.
All right, moving on to the next item on the agenda, discussion of resolution appointing two delegates to the Cherokee Municipal Association. I will ask Kara to give you the 411 on that.
You've got a copy of the resolution in your packet. They need two council members to serve.
Do we have any volunteers? Do we need some volunteers?
Is this thing for Cherokee?
I think Lloyd is raising his hand.
All right, well, we have Lloyd.
I do.
All right, well, let Ray first, and Lloyd, so if you folks are willing and we'll participate, we would certainly appreciate it if you step up for representing the community. So, what else you need, Carol, other than that?
That's it.
All right, do we need to vote on this or anything?
Yes, it'll be on Monday night.
All right, thank you. All right.
Do we know what we're going to be having to do?
You can't go back.
Attend the meeting.
You got to take a job to find out.
Wait, I have one more question. We decided 8:00 in the morning.
Karen, won't be back.
I'll call you.
So, hold on. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that you attend the meetings. Typically, they're once a year and then as needed.
Okay. So, at least annually and then as needed from that point forward.
They are held in Canton, Georgia, though.
Okay. Andrews.
Is that where we end
up? But typically, they're held in Canton City Hall.
Yeah.
All right. Next item is the resolution setting the qualifying fees for the 2021 municipal election. What have our fees been in the past?
$27.
$27 for city council, and how much for mayor?
$35.
Well, it's not going to put out on there. Okay.
There's a resolution in your packet.
Okay. So take a look at that. If anybody has any questions or anything, we will be voting on this Monday night.
I do have a question.
Yes.
How many council seats will be up?
We have, because of the changing of our charter, we were going to now have a 3-3 ballots, so that the seats, there will be 3 seats coming up in this election, and then 2 years from that, it'll be another 3, 2 council members in the mayor position.
And so the 3 seats that are coming up this year are?
Are Lloyd Hendricks, Linda Dixon, and Don Carlson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought it was just 2 of us.
Well, no, Don, this will be his 4th year, so he's served 4 years.
So.
All right.
Can I get my hands on that, Dan's,
The charter change amendment to the charter. I'll ask her about that. I think she sent me a copy. I'll look and see.
Yeah.
All right. Item number 3, the jointly funded project with Cherokee County. This is part of the service delivery strategy. Cherokee County is agreed to provide funding for, do they put a number on this?
I haven't heard a number.
Yeah, it is a part of the negotiations. They will provide some funding for park-type items, features. My suggestion was park benches. It happens to be on the Cherokee side of the lake, so it would be park benches over there on the dam area. Maybe a couple. You know, there's city property over there. I don't really think there's going to be enough money to turn that into a park like this, but we certainly would have, you know, people would enjoy having a place to sit on the dam over there with the lake. So that's my recommendation. What else do we need to do with it?
Well, this isn't something you have to act on. It was just basically just getting it out there.
Okay. Well, you want to add anything to that?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on vacation. I cannot remember a thing about what we talked about. I need to.
You had too much fun, Jim. I got a question.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna Michelle had her hand up first.
I wanted to just give y'all a heads up. John and I can't be out the doors of Mountain Park. We're up very early in walking, and the nefarious activity, when you're putting benches in, if back around in the park at those odd hours. So you might want to, the gentleman in the gazebo at 5 a.m.
We're gonna
go with that, Jim. So if the station's gonna put them up there, you probably need to do something, have a regular check on them.
Well, where I'm thinking about, we can check them from here, because you can see the dam, you know, you can see.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's a little gross this morning.
All right, we're inching toward resolution on this, so there's not going to be anything that's going to happen.
All right.
Are we set on benches?
Are we set on benches?
No, we're not.
Okay, I just want to throw out there, hiking trail, walking trail, how about a platform in the middle of the lake for people to swim out to and fish off of? Yeah, there's a lot of things we can do besides benches.
That was just my suggestion, because they needed to have them. They need to have something to have a whole new park.
Play tennis court.
Tennis courts would make me happy.
Okay, so we'll keep you apprised of the negotiations, and when we get closer to that.
Can you just turn on the back side of the lake? Is that where they would?
Yes, it has to be in the Cherokee County.
Okay, so they couldn't do anything with erosion or anything like that? Would just have to be benches?
It is Parks and Rec.
Okay.
It's part of the Parks and Rec negotiation.
A swing.
There you go. Well, we welcome all the input once we get to that point of actually deciding what we're going to go with.
Mark?
Yes, ma'am.
That is our escape if something happens.
Yes, it would not be anything that would inhibit our ability to use that road under, as we did last year, under circumstances when this bridge was blocked. So, yes. No, it would not impede any.
Should not live over there.
Egress and exit.
Carol's tennis courts would have to be floating tennis courts.
Okay.
All right. Item number four, discussion of placement of new civic club bricks. This item was placed on the agenda by Councilperson Dixon. Correct?
You want to, yeah.
Speak to me. Councilperson, what did it do?
12, the last of bricks going in, 12 memorial bricks. Then going in, and I think Gary Montgomery will put them in. He's a good bricklayer. I don't think he'll charge us. So that's that. I've got the bricks. They're ready to go.
All right. So does this need approval from the city council, because we have a moratorium on the bricks? So this would require a vote by council.
But we don't have a moratorium anymore. We lifted that. Remember?
Did that expire? Was it
no, we lifted it. We voted and lifted it.
But I still think it's a good idea for council to approve it, otherwise you're going to...
I didn't get permission until the others I put out, but...
Yeah, we have.
I told them.
But that was back before you were sitting in council.
All you do is just grouse about it back then.
Yeah.
All right, so if you've got the bricks and you're...
I've got 12 bricks.
Yeah.
And I'll add 32 of them because I want it to match what's out here.
Okay.
They'll be added at the top to move the rock.
To extend
it. And then we'll make it look like the rest of it.
Okay. Put that on the agenda for Monday night, and we'll get approval from above on Captain Council for it to approve.
Okay.
Good. Can y'all add to that to plant the rest of the plants once you get the permit? Can you do that too, the rest of the plants that's out there? Can you get
Well, you know, if we did the plants. Well, that's what bothers us.
We've been asking, but they're in pots. We've been asking.
Oh, those can be planted then.
So can you do that the same time?
Oh, to make sure, right. I'm sure we can get Chad to plant those right. There's a bush, rose bush, and another bush.
Not in the next 10 days, but yes, I can. Oscar's not as well.
He's what? He's got a commission right now.
Uh-oh.
All right. This confirmed just the current status of the moratorium.
Okay.
She probably liked it. I think it was a...
Yeah, we
item number five, the 2021 LMIG project. This is the paving from the federal government we get throughout the city. What do you need us to do on that?
I need some direction about what to make application for. The application is due February 1st, and I need guidance.
In what respect?
Well, I've put in a sheet in the back of your packet that says what the money can be used for.
How much is the money?
It's probably about $14,000. And then we have to put in 30% above that. So it would, you know, you'd be looking at a project worth about $17,000 to $18,000.
So typically, have you chosen a piece of a road to be repaved? Is that how we typically used it? Or
correct.
Or convert a gravel road to...
Correct.
Are these suggestions too?
Those are things you can use it for.
Right, okay.
Intersection improvements.
Or grading and drainage. And I think there are a couple of streets that have some really rough ditches that need to be...
I know, there's one.
And East Lake down the Pearl East Lake, that's pretty beautiful.
Use that way.
So, yeah, these are the kind of things. Why don't we all kind of be stewing on this between now and Monday night and come back, take a look at the list, take a look around the community when you're riding through it, and see if you can identify some areas where this might be a good investment of our...
Perfect.
So we have to get a company in to do the work though, right? So you have to bid.
Well, it depends on what the work is. You know, we...
$13,000.
Well, we've contracted with Woodstock to do our paving.
Yeah.
We still haven't gotten the bridge repairs done. I will have to put that out for bid. Hopefully that'll get done this year.
COVID. Can we use it for that?
We already have been given money.
Oh.
We got the money for that. This is additional
money. Well, okay.
Yes, ma'am?
We can't use it for repairing the roof, can we?
No.
Okay.
But we know what's wrong with the roof now.
Again, take a look at the list.
What?
Kind of gives you an idea where
it
is.
I saw the list. It said it's available. I just thought I had it.
It's streets and roads, mostly, you know, stormwater streets and roads, that kind of stuff. Yes, ma'am?
Just wondering, Chad, somebody look at the chimney and the roof?
Chad climbed up there. What's happened is when this building was redone in 2010, the fireplace on the outside was stuccoed. And the stucco has come apart, it's separating, so it needs to be redone.
So we're going to do that?
I'm not sure. I haven't talked to Chad to see if he can do it, but we'll probably likely get some bids.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But that's
anything else on LMA? All right. The last item on the agenda is the discussion of the ARC Work Program Update Steering Committee. Karen, will give us a description of that?
Okay. First of all, I just want to let you guys know that I misspoke when I said that ARC had failed to file something with DCA. What this is it's a new rule that went into effect. So now, instead of doing an update to your comprehensive plan every 10 years, every 5 years you have to update your work program, which are the goals that are set by the community. Now, Monday night, there's a little quick public hearing that's required, and it's been advertised. I'll just kind of go over the process for the whole, the timeline for the process and what's going to be expected at each of these milestones, if you will. But what I wanted to make you aware of tonight is that there's a steering committee that needs to be gathered. Last time the update was done, there was John McLaughlin, Lynn Pearson, Rex Cazort, and Marvin Pennett that served on this committee. And this committee works with the community and attends all of the public hearings that are advertised. And I think there's at least three.
Over the course of?
Yeah. From now till October.
Right.
So they need, on this committee, one elected official, one person that represents the economic development community, if you will. They understand that we don't have economic development, but it can be somehow tied into that.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Colbert.
I'm sorry. Second it, we're done.
And then any other members you might, you know, want to add. I did reach out to the members of the last steering committee just to see if there was any interest. Lynn said she'd be willing to serve on the committee again if that's what council wanted to do. So I'll need some names.
One elected official.
One elected official.
One economic development representative.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynn.
If that's the will. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep that in mind as much. Yes, ma'am.
Besides, Bill, like, did Lynn have the best community relations by the time she left?
I can't answer that.
I was going to say maybe we should look into that.
I What, ask the question again?
What a leading question.
It was very leading on purpose. Did she have the best community involvement, communication skills? Like, basically, if you put her there, is that somebody the community is going to get behind? Or is that somebody, if you put her there, they're going to be like, I don't want to say the thing, I'm not saying my opinion.
I understand what you're saying.
She understands what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm saying there might be some red flags.
I don't know if she wants her to be the face of the situation.
Yes.
Michelle, can we nominate you?
I second.
I'm smiling.
I'm serious. I'll do it, yeah. I would do it. But I'm just saying, I don't know if I'm the best qualified. I don't have bills for this.
I feel like that would be
well, bills
for
Bill's going to cover that part, so yeah.
We got Bill.
Yeah.
Okay. I got approval if you guys want to go
And, of course, one of the elected officials, I wouldn't ask Lloyd or Linda since they not say a word on something. Yes, ma'am.
Just a question. Ignoring all those conversations, is it valuable to have somebody that's been there before to participate moving forward? It was the only thing I would ask. The people that were on it before, any of them would participate, is that helpful, yes or no?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if they have some working knowledge of the process, it certainly would be beneficial.
But you also have ARC that's there to guide you every step of the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't, you know.
I was going to say, but it's certainly
not.
Yes, ma'am.
Did ARC quit the program, or did they quit? Why are we looking into it again?
No, it's required by law, by the Department of Community Affairs, that we have to update the work program every 5 years.
That's the only thing that's changed. Now it's every 5 years.
Then how long does it last?
Five years.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Anything? You look like we're about to ask a question.
Not at all.
Okay. Well, you're looking at me like a comedy eyeball the kitty cat. Is there something wrong? All right, I thought you read something to say. I'm sorry.
I think she wants to be the elected official.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, I was going to nominate Mark.
Well,
he's our numbers man.
People like to be the ones that's...
He is our numbers man.
Numbers don't matter.
Oh, but he's really, really got a great talent with that.
It's more about who's got a pulse on the community.
Okay.
I know Don Carlson's just kind of like sliding to lower his chair.
All right, so between now and Monday night, we'll figure out who it is, and if Mark is willing, great. If not, if Carol, if you would, that'd be good too. And I apologize again. I can't wear my glasses because they are of no value with this mask on.
Right, mine keeps coming on and off.
So I'm trying to make sure I'm catching all the subtleties there. All right, that covers this part of the agenda. We got a couple of other items that we want to cover real quick, and I'm going to let you ask your question.
Okay, I just wanted to let everybody know Monday at 5:30, there's a virtual Zoom meeting with the City of Roswell discussing Mountain Park public safety. So 5:30 Zoom. You can go to roswellgov.com meeting video.
All right.
Can you
jump
with that on next door too?
Wait, what is that?
It's Monday at 5:30. It's the City of Roswell work session.
On Zoom.
And it's a Zoom. It's a virtual meeting, and they're going to be discussing our public safety, IGA, intergovernmental agreement.
Yeah,
I would highly. That was one of the things that I wanted to bring up, and I think Mark was wanting to bring it up as well. So thank you for getting out in front of that.
That's
the 25th?
Yes.
Monday.
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 Same night
as
council, correct.
Yeah, their council meeting is at
7:30,
I think.
Hours.
Yeah, ours is at 7, but they have a council meeting that evening as well after the work session at 5:30.
So. I just want to thank everybody for their help last Saturday on the Vine. Vinapalooza. Thank you, Michelle, and all the players together. Thank you, Linda, for feeding us. If you haven't seen the results of our work, it's right out in front of City Hall. We took a big whooping to the embankment on the far side and removed a lot of brush and a lot of vines. It's probably a first whack. Scott Severett largely took on the East Lake segment when you're going down West Lake and turn right on East Lake into what Jim and I call God's Land, because that's where we live.
We'll call it a neighborhood light area.
Yeah, but there's just one strip on the right-hand side where every tree is just infested with vines. If you go past there, Scott knew this.
It looks a lot better.
Great.
It surely does.
There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of roots and everything still in place, so that means two things. One, hopefully it'll hold the soil well enough till next spring, and it will all come back. So this is not a, you know, this is not a one-shot deal. We're going to have to keep on top of this stuff. This goes back to the vine ordinance discussion. So if we can stay out in front of this, then we don't have to add any more laws to the books or ordinances requiring people to do this. You were first, then you.
That's fine. I'm just on the front door.
I was told by two different arborists that the work will hold for up to 3 years. Once you get the vines under control, you do not need to revisit it for a while.
Oh, good.
So that is good news.
Yes, ma'am.
But this is a funny story. I just went across the street from my house where Shannon and Drew used to live and cut the vines, but I scored a rusted metal chair. So you never know what is on the vines.
Treasure.
Get out there and start cutting me. So, you know, something like that.
Linda, you were next?
I watch a lot of NCIS, and we're trying to pull up a vine.
Let me tell you what. Our deer are bad at
that. So I did want to make sure everyone's aware that Bill Wiley came by and his wife couldn't make it and she wants to set up dates. Apparently, I think the Civic Club's going to get behind this. So look for them to be communicating a lot more about setting up days and having, like, what if they don't have to call Vine Palooza?
Bill loves to cut out of
there.
That's dirty.
Were we not going to discuss the haircut?
I wasn't aware.
I thought
that was, no, that's on the planning retreat.
Oh, okay, that's right, all right.
That's top secret.
No, it's a different topic for a different day, and I can't remember if this is or not. So, forget what I just said, all right. Just look at the light, hold on. Anybody have anything else they'd like to bring to the city council?
Thank you.
Can we push the retreat up to noon?
Huh? Oh, no.
So early for me to get up.
10 o'clock? Come on, then. You can do it.
It's only one day.
All right. Thank you, folks, for being here. We'll see you Monday night.
I know.